Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lame scene says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' big brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
spray. It's a jail.
Very humble.
you know, from what I know of, I never had the chance to meet him. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. And you know, a lot of rappers have been lost this year. A lot. I mean, you go out to the West Coast, you know, the Jack of the Mob figures. You know.
Yeah.
He got killed.
Fatal Hussein from the Outlaws.
Yeah, Fatal Hussein.
And then you know, then Lord Infamous a couple of years back. You know what I mean?
Lord Infamous. TNT and Nottis. A lot of people from our generation are starting to go, and it's like, no, it's too soon. It's like, you know, can't we get 60, 70 years out of life? It's like people are going way too soon, man. You know, it's crazy. But we got another caller. 901, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Tony T.
Yeah, what's up, Scan? What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? We good, you alright?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How about y'all, man?
Oh, we doing good, man. How you doing, brother?
What's up, man? I'm doing good, bro. just listening to what y'all guys are, you know, talking about. I want to collaborate a little bit on that. Like Scan said, you know, we've been knowing Coop, man, for years. And like I said, this Scan said he was full of life. I never seen met a person in my life that was so energetic and so passionate about what he did. You know, his music was his life. You know, he loved it. I mean, it was something that he cherished. He believed in. And he was a big motivating, a big inspirational person to me myself. So, you know, I learned a lot from him. I've never met a person like him, and he will truly be missed. It was a devastating loss. Words can't describe the way I felt and the way, as a family, Scan, man, and everybody that was there. You know, we all, you know, was just shocked. And it's a tragic loss. And you know, I think that, like you guys were saying, it's, we hate that we have to come to this. You know, but it has to be done to get a tribute, because this guy was one of a kind, man. And I mean, Memphis legend. Not only Memphis, other areas, but I can't go. I could go on and on about this guy. I would take up his whole time if I did that, you know. But yeah. I just want to, you know, kind of, you know, touch bases on what you guys were talking about.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Stay on the line. We're gonna do a little roundtable here. We got area code 713, Houston, Texas. Who is this from Houston?
Yo, what's up, man? It's
Mar Boss. What's going on, Mar Boss?
How you doing?
This Mar Boss is one of my artists signed to my label. You know what I mean? So he wanted to call in and show his respect to Coop, because him and Coop just did a song together. So he wanted to call and show his respect.
Yeah, I grew up off of 36 Mafia, you know. My favorite group members was Lord Infamous and Coop the Nigga, you know. Coop the Nigga
too.
Was so unique because he had a style that nobody else had.
His voice was real
distinct too.
He was
also a trendsetter.
Yeah, it is, man, because, you know what I'm saying, in an era where talent is lacking all across the board, you know what I'm saying, it's real bad if you're losing talent, you know, especially at such a young age. That's way too young to go.
Yeah, my boy is a real young age.
Too young. He had a lot more to accomplish. He had a lot more that he was working on, and you know, I kind of feel like, you know, and I mean, maybe I'm, you know, saying it the wrong way, but I feel like he was kind of cheated. That's the way I feel. But he had a lot of stuff going, a lot more he had to accomplish, a lot more he had to do. And he was real excited about it, man. I think he had everybody that was surrounded, his whole affiliate around him excited as well, you know. So it was a tragic loss. At the young age, it was very shocking. It came as a surprise to everybody, you know.
Yeah. It's definitely something that, you know, when you start hitting your 30s and stuff, you think, man, you know, this is the prime. Your early 40s, you think this is the prime of my life, you know. And
right.
Man, I just, you know, my thoughts are with his family. You know, I can't even imagine what they're going through, you know.
Yeah, you know.
It's horrible. You know,
yeah.
It's bad
yeah.
enough what
yeah.
the fans are going through, you know what I'm saying? But what his family is going through and his friends, you know, U-Scan and, you know, everybody on the line, everybody that knew
right.
him.
Right.
Huge loss.
Yeah, it is, man. It's still shocking to this day, man. I mean, it's still unreal, you know what I mean? Still unreal.
It hasn't said it.
Too unreal.
Yeah. Just like with Lord Infamous, you know, you could tell that him and Coop had a real special bond. You know what I'm saying? What was it like, you know what I'm saying, for you guys that knew them too? What was it like to just be around the both of them guys at the same time?
Can you want to collaborate on it?
Yeah, man, it was crazy. It was crazy because, you know, I learned a lot from both of them. You know what I mean? You know, we was always in the studio competing and shit when it came time to do posse songs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in that motherfucker writing, trying to write the hardest shit because you know you got to outbump the next motherfucker who you got to come after. So you try to hurt them, get your rap done real quick so you can rap first, so they got to come after you and have to bump. But being around those two, man, they were some crazy individuals, man. They was always checking, always fucking just checking all fucking day. Lord would check all fucking day. Paul would check all day. Coop would check all day. I'm talking about them motherfuckers. It was just fun, man. It was just fun to be around both of them cats at the same time. You know, then they had a genuine love for each other. Because when Lord said, you know, it affected Coop real bad. You know, Coop didn't talk to nobody for probably about a good 4 or 5 days and didn't answer a phone. So, you know, then the time to lose him next is like what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's crazy that you say that, them checking and shit, because last time I seen Coop them was last year, right around this time. It was like end of October. They came to St. Louis for a show. They was with ICP or whatever. And then when
yeah.
I got on the bus with them, that's the whole thing they was doing the whole time.
Yeah.
Crunchy
yeah.
and Coop was
yeah.
just checking each other the whole goddamn time. I was dying laughing.
Yeah, that's one of the things that that's what we always did, man. We always had fucking fun and just living fucking life. And when you see Coop, the first thing gonna come out your mouth, he gonna say something stupid to you. That's gonna be the first thing he
yeah.
says to you.
Looking
you know what
at
saying?
Him.
So, you know what I'm saying? Looking at him. We're all looking at him.
Yeah.
So, you know that kind of shit right there gonna be it's gonna be missed like a motherfucker. I tell you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Just looking at. You know, through my phone logs, sometimes I look and I might catch myself like I'm gonna call Coop, and then I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of hard. It's still hard to deal with. I mean, like Stan was saying, and you know, every time we got with these cats, man, that's what it was. It was always fun. It was always, you know, we as a family, that's what we did, and that's what made it extra special. You know what I mean? It wasn't no boring moment with them guys. You know what I mean? And so. That's why I look forward to when Coop give me a call. I'm like, yeah, I'm on my way. I'm coming through, man, or whatever. So it was like, shit, I know what we fixing to do. I already get ready for this shit. So him and Stan come pick me up sometimes. And first thing they do is take the shit out of me. I'm getting mad at both of them at the time. You know, I already knew what was coming. I'm already fucking knowing what's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? And I'm preparing myself. So I'm like, I'm gonna be cool. So when they get there checking me, I'm like, man, fuck y'all, man. Get shit, goddamn. You know.
They gonna straight through fan your ass up. I already know it, man.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? Real. I try to get back at him, but it ain't no stopping Coop. Like he shut up. Coop wouldn't shut up.
Nah.
I mean, he just keep going and going and going. But like I said, that's what made it special. And it's gonna be missed like a motherfucker, because I don't think I don't have another affiliate like that And that's what I mean. He's one of a kind. I mean, every day, and I think about some days and what the things that we did, I can't do it anymore. We can't do it anymore. And I looked at him, and I looked at the situation. I'm like, damn, you know, it's over. You know, out of all those years, you know, I said, kid, it's over. But we continue to try to make, you know, Coop live through playing, having at least kind of visual. As far as I'm living, we're going to do something to keep his legacy going, man.
Well, let's show people what we're talking about with Coop and Lord, because we had him on the show. The audio is a little bit fucked up because I think it was, who was it, Coop said that Lord Infamous sounded like he was on a spaceship phone or something.
Yeah.
Listen to this, man. This is a minute of these two guys just clowning on each other. It's hilarious. We'll be right back.
UGF.
I was on the phone, giggling, and I've had a phone, you know, and we ain't really talked to each other in a while. So, you know, we've been trying to catch up.
We're going to document the studio sessions for y'all, so y'all see what's going on.
Exactly. You guys gonna record in Memphis or?
Cool ass wants
a cowboy boots, a thong, and a belt buckle right now.
Nick, you
got a piece of pants
on looking at me. Cool ass got a snakeskin thong, a belt buckle that says Roy Rogers, and a.
You can take those Tom and Jerry shirt off, man.
Oh my god,
see what I'm talking about? I mean,
them niggas was always clowning, man. Them niggas was always clowning. That's a prime example right there.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's good to be able to capture that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just a huge, huge loss. I mean, I actually could see the two of them guys, you know what I'm saying, doing a group album together. You know what I'm saying? I could have seen that happen. It's like a solo type thing. You know what I'm saying? And then feature a bunch of Memphis artists. You know, I mean, it could have been a lot of things that went down. What was some of his plans? What was he working on, you know what I'm saying, before his untimely passing?
He got a lot of stuff he was working on. Matter of fact, Toya, which is going she gonna come on online in a minute. You know, she was just like his personal, you know, secretary slash, I guess, you know, manager. You take care of a lot of his business, so she know a lot of what he got going on. So when she come on, she'll be able to tell you that. You know, to let you know what's going on.
Sure.
Yeah. But he most definitely, his main concern was that Devil's Playground Part 2. That was his main concern, because he's taught me every day, like, scan, what this sound like. I'm like, you look at his heart. He said, like, you've been writing. I'm like, yeah, I'm writing every day. He's like, all right, be ready, man. I'm going to start working on Devil's Playground 2. I said, all right, well, cool. What's up? I know that was his main focus. But he had a lot more stuff going on, too, though.
Wouldn't mean to cut you short. Like Scan was saying, that was Playground Part 2 is what he was working on. And he got a chance to write, I know, at least 5 or 6 songs, you know, when I was over there. And he had a few more songs he had to do, but he never got a chance to record it. Him and Paul never got a chance to record. But I know that he did have most of them songs written. And Toya will tell you a little bit more, collaborate a little bit more on it. But I know that that's one thing that he was telling me that he had done, and he showed me some stuff that he did. But like Scan said, he got a lot more going. I mean, if anybody know me and Scan know him, I mean, good. We was always around him, you know. So he definitely, you know, put us up on what he was doing. And because, like I said, he was excited about his music. You know, that's one thing he would talk about. And when Paul decided to you know, tell him, you know, and to work on that Devil's Playground, man, he was excited. He was jumping around. Yeah, we're going to do my new CD, da da da. So that's all we heard, man.
He was like a little kid in a candy store.
Yeah, he was jumping around and happy smiling and, you know. So, you know, I just missed that cat. I missed that cat, man. His number love. And like I told Cool, man, and I never let go, man. It's kind of hard to, you know, imagine him being gone, man, without him, without able to talk to him, without able to see him, you know. So, it's hard, man. Devastating, devastating loss.
Yeah, man, because I was also looking forward to possibly, you know, it was fucked up when Lord passed, because it was like the Mafia 6 was back together and shit. And
yeah.
Then Crunchy then got locked up, and then, you know, then Coop just, he passed. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, around this time last year, I was still in R and watching the videos and thinking about the times I was kicking it with them.
Yep.
Just being able to see them on stage again, doing them songs again, man, that shit was good, man. You know
yep.
what I'm saying? It just brought that feeling back.
Yeah. It brought a real good feeling back, man, you know what I'm saying? And that was, you know, it was like magic, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they were just one of them groups that were just, even though everybody had their differences and all kinds of shit because it was grown men, but you know, that group was like, it was like magic, you know what I'm saying? When they came together, you know what I'm saying? Magic was always created, you know what I'm saying? So that's something that can't never be taken away. That's why we're doing this treaty, because, you know, he has something to do with a lot what's going on with the music today. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the shit that we was doing back in the 90s, we were way before our time. So, you know what I mean? That's why, you know, they can go out and go to it and do songs from way back then and still pack out a fucking crowd. You know what I'm saying? Because those songs are classic. They'll never die. Like, Where's the Bud? And, you know what I'm saying? The Kusnicka Torture Chamber. You know, shit like that. You know,
right.
It should never die. Never.
Yep. Exactly. I feel the same way, man.
Oh, it's timeless. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
that flow that he had, you know what I'm saying? Like I was telling you the other day, Scan, you know what I'm saying? You, Lord Infamous, him, and there's about five or six other guys that got this rapid fire flow. It's just, it's unfuckwittable. I mean, if you guys wanted to have a super group, you know what I'm saying? You guys could have really, you know what I'm saying, came out with something that would have just shit all over the game. You know?
Man,
with that style,
I
you know what I'm saying?
I wish we could have done that. I mean, I wish we could have done that. You know what I mean? I think it would have been something good too. You know, so.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, but the good thing is that, you know what I'm saying, he has people like y'all to keep his memory alive.
Yeah.
Keep his
for sure.
Relevant. You know what I'm saying? For generations to come. Yo, and then you got the
oh,
TS6.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're the next generation of this. You know what I'm saying? You guys are continuing to make music and doing your thing. You know, so it's good. Do you have any Coop features on any upcoming projects, Scan?
Nah, we didn't get a chance to record. We were supposed to go record, I think, like 2 days before he fell sick and went to the hospital. So we never did get a chance
for. Yeah. Well, good thing is y'all made timeless music anyway. You know.
Yeah, we made some good music. Like that song playing in the background right there. You know, I produced that track. You know, we worked on that song together. We had fun doing a lot of albums that we did together. I'm talking about fun. Arguing and getting high to record having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. It's real, man. Keeping it real.
Real, man.
That's the only way Cooper do it. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
That's
right. He ain't sugarcoat shit, so you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, right.
But that cat right there was one cat that can get in there and just put on a beat, and he just rolled it. You know, he damn get behind the mic and freestyle the whole rap, and it sounds good. You know what I'm saying? Who wants to know kind of rapper? You know what I'm saying? He was one of
those guys. Right, he was getting there, ripped that shit.
Yeah, he was a lyricist. He had a lot of shit to say. That's why I hate that he passed so early, because he had a lot of shit to say. He still had a lot of shit to say.
Yeah, when they had announced that Devil's Playground 2, well, I know I was excited as a motherfucker. Because I remember the first one, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers still bumping them jams, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't too many days I don't go without listening to something Memphis any goddamn way. But it was so many of y'all, and everybody had classic cuts from the old shit all the way up to now, man. I was just looking forward to hearing some of their new shit. Like, even when they first got back as the Mafia 6, I couldn't wait for that shit.
Everybody waiting on that, man. I'm telling you, look, I mean, I think right when word got out down in Memphis, man, everybody was, and it took so long, and I think Cooper called and said, well, we got one song popping to put out on the radio, just to keep everybody, you know, content, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, okay. So he sent me the song, and I heard it, and then, you know, everything just popped out. I mean, they just let loose, man. And I, like, everybody was, like, real excited to hear that shit, you know what I'm saying? Even myself included, you know. And I think that's
right. Damn,
you know. Yeah, it was damn, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, another thing, it felt good to hear some real rap again, because all this rap you got out here today, you know, we wasn't accustomed to, you know, being our age and stuff like that. So we was like, man, we was gonna hear some real things again.
Bringing some music for us again.
I'm
sure glad that they never, and Coop or Lord Infamous never, because, you know, they still had hot names, so I'm pretty sure younger guys want to fuck with them too, you know what I'm saying? But they never really just tried to do that swaggy shit or hop into that other lane. They just kept it G, you know what I'm saying?
And I always respected
that. That's why I was looking so forward to the Devil's Playground too.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know, about him bringing the Devil's Playground Part 2 out, you know, it gave a chance for everybody, like the younger people, like, you know, a little bit younger than us, to kind of catch up on what he was about and how he sounded and who he was, you know. So I was excited about that, because I'm like, you know, that's my guy. I'm hoping, I'm wishing him success, and because he deserved that. All the shit that he's been through, he deserved that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I thought that it was his time to shine, and because he got his head a level more than what he did when he was younger. He had his shit together. So, you know, I was like, man, I was excited for him, you know, like I was doing the shit. You know what I mean? I feel like it was me up there. You see what I'm saying? So I was real excited about it, and everybody else that's, you know, surrounding him. So, you know, it killed me to see this happen, like I said. And, you know, I just felt like he just wasn't done, man. I mean, he had a lot more to go. And then, like I said, we saw that. We saw that, so we was excited. But when they brought the music back, man, it was good to hear that kind of music again. And, I felt like I was young again, you know what I mean? me being 40 years old, same age Coop and my man, I mean, it just felt good to hear our kind of music again, you know?
Right. Shit, like when me and Prez did the interview with them, as the Mafia 6, like he said, we've had pretty much all of them at individual times. But then when Prez set that shit up, I was like, oh, we finna have it. Pretty much we had all of them except for Juicy on the line at the same time. And you could tell that shit was genuine, and they was, sounded like they was in a good place and happy to be working with each other and just
real friends,
you know,
real camaraderie, man. No,
yeah, it wasn't
yeah,
like,
yeah, man,
no,
man.
No force together shit. I always liked that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, we got
like
we
real
got
homies doing their shit.
On the line. Who's calling from Las Vegas?
Yeah, this is LaToya Coop's fiance. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Toya?
Hey,
what's
up,
Toya?
Hey.
What's going on, Toya?
Man, nothing, listening to you guys reminiscing about Coop. And I just wanted to say that he was a genius.
Definitely.
And he had a lot of things in the works. Like he has a liquor that's going to be coming out in the spring called Trippy. He has a book that's going to be coming out, too. So a lot of things that he was working on, we're still going to continue to push.
What's up?
So he had a lot of things in the works then?
Yeah, he did.
What was I know he was working on Devil's Playground, too. Was he working on anything else as far as any group projects or anything? Or
well, he did have a mixtape that he was working on called Flow to Infinity. And so that's going to be coming out. I'm not quite sure exactly what the dates are going to be. But you guys haven't heard the last of him.
For sure.
That's good. That's what I'm about to say. That's damn good.
Yeah. You know, so many people, you know what I'm saying, they need that music right now. The music industry is lacking, you know what I'm saying, talent, so to speak.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Coop, I mean, he was like, you know what I'm saying, he was like one of the greatest to do it. You know, his style, his flow, and everything. What was he like just to be around, you know what I'm saying, outside of rap? Because all I know him from is from his music. What was he like in day-to-day life living with Coop?
He was a family guy. He really liked, he loved to cook. And
yeah.
Oh, he loved
to
cook. He
yeah,
loved to cook,
man.
And he loved to eat.
Yeah, man, for sure.
And he was real funny. You know, he always kept the mood, you know, going. Times when I would complain or felt a certain way, you know, he would always give me, like, that motivation or that boost, you know, to keep going. And he always called me a hacker because he felt like I was really smart at computers and stuff. He was like, "You a hacker, man. How you not, you know, feeling confident in yourself? You a hacker." I'm like, "Stop telling people I'm a hacker." But he was a really fun guy, you know. If you guys are just sitting around at the house and he stopped by, and you know, he was like the life of the party. So, but outside of music, he was a very caring, genuine person. You know what I mean? And he really was into, like, you know, kids. He loved kids, and he always did things to make kids smile, whether it was, you know, giving them some candy or telling them to stay in school. And he was talking at some of the local community centers to less fortunate children and homeless people. So he was a motivational speaker or motivational or motivated person. So outside of all the crunk stuff, you know, the other side of him was like the best, and I think that's what most of us are going to miss that knew him personally.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Motivational speaker. See, how many people take time out to do that? You know what I mean? You got to be a special, you know what I'm saying, kind of person to even consider doing something like that. So, you know, props to him. I mean, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is, and we were in the middle of trying to get a nonprofit organization started up for women and children, considering that his mother died when he was like 13, and she had 7 children. And so that was like his big thing outside of rap. He wanted to help families, mothers and fathers who had children who were less fortunate. So I'm going to make sure that I continue to get that going.
Yeah. I mean, that's something right there that can go on forever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it can be funded through the community. People can get involved. You know, I mean, that's huge. That's real huge. What about like a Coop documentary or a movie? Do you have anything like that in the works?
Well, since he does have a book coming out, that may be a possibility. I don't want to give away any surprises, but yeah, that's something that's, you know, in the talk. So
that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as fans, you know what I'm saying, it would be dope just to know more about him. You know, because he's got
he has
fans all over the world.
Right.
I mean,
and he has so many levels to himself, you know what I mean? So if you knew him personally, you never knew which Coop you was going to get on what day.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, that nigga be Coop 1 second, Robert the next second, Coop the Nicker the next third second. Shit like that. Damn, man. Come on, bring one of y'all out and the other two of y'all stay back. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know that was cool though, man. Okay. He was just my fast pace, man.
Very much so. I used to have to tell him to have a seat sometimes. Just sit down, babe. He like, I can't sit down. I got too much shit I gotta do.
Just on the go.
Yeah.
Just on the go.
He always he was multitasking, wasn't he?
All the time, and I was the foot runner. So whatever ideas he came up with, you know, I made sure that I executed them. And although he's gone, all those ideas and all those things, I remember, you know, I was with him every day, and so I'm not gonna just let him fade away. You know what I mean? So
And I'm glad he had people like y'all in his life to be able to carry on his legacy. That's just a testament to his character as well. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he got fans all over the world, people that love him, but to have that home base of people that's going to still push his legacy out, it feels good to know that people got good intentions putting his shit out and they ain't just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot of fake motherfuckers, especially on the social media.
Right.
They wouldn't support the shit until after he died. So, like, them type of motherfuckers can get the fuck away, you know what I'm saying? But
the ones
like y'all and others, man, I always going to salute it, man. And rest in peace to Coop and Lord Infamous, too.
No, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Huge luck. You know, it's a shock, you know. Shock to the system. We've all lost loved ones like that. Well, I have, you know what I'm saying? I can't speak for everybody, but you know what I'm saying? The older you get, the more loved ones you lose, it seems.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The younger I've been, that's when I've lost people.
You know, people younger in life.
Yeah, like my mom and dad, like they died. I think my mom died when I was 19. My father died when I was 21. And and then now Coop. So that was like the closest person other than my, you know, my girls that I had. So it is like it's like some days you kind of try to ignore it and not think about it, but then it hits again because it doesn't seem real. So some days I'm like, you know, going along like, okay, this isn't real, and then it hits me every now and again like, you know, damn, he's not here. And you know, certain points I feel like, well, what should I do? You know what I mean? And I just try to go back to those memories of, you know, how he was motivative and you know, the things that he wanted to do. So I'm going to try to keep that strength and that part of him to keep, you know, keep these things going for him. And then I got Stan and Tony and an abundance of his friends. But first and foremost, one thing that I do want to say before I forget is Coop loved his fans. He loved to talk to them. Each city he would go to, he would always tell me, you know, find a fan that's in the city, and then, you know, I'll meet him or hang out with him for the day. So, you know, he appreciated all of the fan love.
That's a humbleness that a lot of people don't have. You know what I'm saying? I've been a journalist almost 20 years, and I look in the world of rap, I see a lot of arrogance, a lot of stunting, a lot of bullshit. You know what I mean? It's rare to find that humility and that humbleness in a person, like you're saying with Coop, and like how Lord was. Yeah, very rare.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, everybody nowadays, they got to be the king this, the king that. And you know, it's like,
I mean, you know,
fuck all the bullshit. Come back down to earth, you know, and be humble. And that's,
I mean, we built our names, man, from the streets. You know what I'm saying? We built our name from the streets, so we had to work for what we had and whatever we obtained. So, you know what I'm saying? That humbleness is easy to come by when you work hard for something and you end up getting it instead of it just coming to you or just can't get gave to you. You know what I mean? So, you know, we had to go through a lot of shit to get to where we was at.
And you got to stay in touch with where you from too, Scan. I think that's a big part of why you guys are so humble. It's because y'all kind of stuck with or never forgot where you came from or never left. You know, you would always go back to where you come from, and you know, just be a real human being. And I think
exactly.
That's what comes out in the music, because you guys are like prophets for people who can't speak or who can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So you know, we're gonna keep both Lord and, you know, Coop legacy alive through music and through our memories and all. You know, that's one of the main reasons for doing this. You know, not to just talk about him as what he was as a lyricist, but talk about him as a person, because a lot of folks did not get a chance to know him as a person, because Coop would not let you in your circle if he didn't trust you. You know what I mean? So a lot of folks know Coop's a nigga the rapper, but we want people to know Coop's a nigga as a person that he was. You know?
Yeah, super
so,
cool.
Yeah. Super
that
cool,
was his new name, Super Cool.
Super Cool.
And he was super cool. He was a super cool guy. Like,
yeah.
Even when he would have the kids to do their say their grace before they eat, he had like a rapping grace. I can't do it because I'm not Coop. I can't rap like him. But he made stuff like that, you know, fun. And so he will be missed. I'll never find another person like him, or ever meet another person like him.
Yeah.
Oh, one of a kind, man.
You're not gonna see too many more people like him, you know what I'm saying, in the game, period. You know, or in life. And so it's hard to come across people in life. I mean, nowadays there's a lot of disrespect. There's a whole different attitude out there. The young kids, they're not the same as you know what I'm saying, our generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our generation, you can drink out the water hose, you know what I'm saying? You could do all kinds of shit. Nowadays, I mean, kids are just hooked up to the internet like machines, like robots. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
What was Coop like, you know, at home? Did he have any, like, hobbies? Did he like to go out and do things, you know what I'm saying, outdoors?
Yeah, Coop, well, the last house that we had in Memphis before we got this house out here in Vegas, it's kind of funny. I come from the country, so I wanted to do this garden in this little area in the backyard. And he was like, you know, we ain't from the country. We ain't going to do no gardening, da, da, da. So I went to Home Depot. I came back. He had one of the neighbors to till the ground. And it was a huge area, like, in the backyard that was nothing but tumbled dirt. And so once we got that garden going, man, he was out there. Like, he was like, you know, we got peppers, we got tomatoes, we got this and that. So they gave us something to do. We really like to do, like, yard work, planting, you know, things that he would always say he was one with the earth. He liked to, you know, to be outside in the field, you know, not connected to the internet or music or whatever. You know, if ever we had, you know, time outside of the studio or whatever, we were doing things as a family and something that was outside. Like when they built Bass Pro Shops in Memphis, I swear to God, he went there like 20 times in the first week.
So he was one with the earth. He was out there just enjoying, you know what I'm saying, all kinds of shit. You know, I mean that's something we, you know, fans want to know. They want to know, you know, the personal side of Coop. And I really appreciate you for sharing stuff like that with us. You know.
Yeah, he and one thing about it, like, I remember this one instance. He had went to go visit a friend in some apartments, and there was this lady that had like 5 kids outside, their lights was off and they didn't have any food, and he came home and he was like, boil 2 packs of hot dogs. And I was like, for what? He's like, it's a girl down there with her kids out there, man, I ain't gonna let them be hungry or whatever. And so I boiled the hot dogs, and he took the whole pot down there. He was like, look, make sure you know, get the bread, get all this and that. And he was like, give me some covers too and some pillows. And he took it down there to them, and you know, that was stuff that he did. He would always help out people, and most people would probably visualize him as being this super mean guy. I mean, he had that side, you know, his rap side, but the other side of him was a really nice guy. Like, when I first met him, I was like, you know what, you're nothing like your music. I was like, this is weird. You know, he was just a really good guy all around.
Yeah. I met him years ago, and he was always a cool dude. And like I said, I seen him again last year, and they still the same old cool-ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They performed and shit. It was good to see Paul Crunchy and Lord Infamous. I mean, not Lord Infamous, but Coop on the stage at the same time and just running through them songs, man. And then, you know, the venue was kind of small. They mixing and mingling with the fans and shit like that. It wasn't on no... They selling their merchandise, you know what I'm saying? They want on no Hollywood shit.
Right.
The real shit. Just refreshing.
Yeah, that's how we always did it, man. That was, you know what I'm talking about? We always hung out with the crowd. Always. A couple times.
Yeah, I think.
Let's throw a couple times.
Yeah, but I think that was his, like, that's what gave him power. When he would meet the people that would listen to his music and, you know, they would tell him, you know, I like that song about your mom because it reminded me of I lost my mom, or, you know, when I was growing up, this is what happened to me. So that kind of gave him power to see the people that he touched. And he would sometimes tell me at home, he was like, Toya, can I rap? I was like, yeah, you can rap. He's like, for real? I'm like, yeah. He said, man, I don't even think I can rap. And all these people like me. I'm like, yeah. So, you know, that gave him motivation to know that what he said touched so many people.
Oh, yeah.
That's a, just like, you know what I'm saying? Huge, huge, huge loss. And you know, we can't forget, too, you know, we were talking about Lord Infamous and other people that recently passed away, too. Nick Scarfo. About a month and a half, 2 months ago. Didn't he pass away from the same thing pretty much?
I think Nick had a seizure. That's what I heard. I heard he had a seizure.
Seizure.
What I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, I was riding in the freeway when Coop told me about it. And he was like, man, ain't nobody living to be old no more. Everybody dying young. And, so it's just crazy. And especially with Lord, that was like, That was crazy because me and Coop, we were asleep. We had stayed up the night before real late. And so normally my phone doesn't ring as much as Coop's does. His phone is always off the chain. But this particular morning, both of our phones were going off. We were sticking them under the pillows and everything. And then we finally kind of, you know, I think one of his cousins called and was like, is it real? I was like, it's what real? They're saying that Lord died. And I told Coop, I said, Coop, they're saying that. He was like, hell no, nah, man, this shit ain't real. So he kind of, you know, got up maybe about 5 to 10 minutes later, and then, like, the look on his face when he came back in the bedroom was like, you know, it was real. And that touched him because he felt like that was his yang. He always said, Toya, when Lord comes one way, because he would tongue twist more, he said that would tell me what I would need to do because I would do the opposite. You know what I mean? So
right.
They bounced off of each other.
Yeah.
And those were two real lyricists.
Duo right there. I mean, you know, they hella innovative too. Both of their styles. I mean, you just so many people were influenced by them. You know, say you can hear it in the underground right now. There's a huge following. You know what I'm saying, of all you guys. You know what I'm saying, and these guys are, some of these dudes are just trying to almost damn near do word for word. You know, I mean, they really try to mimic, you know, what you guys did, and it's such a huge influence.
You know what Coop would say? He would kind of get upset sometimes. He's like, man, this dude trying to sound like me. They can't sound like me though, can they? I said, no, they can't. He was like, man, that's our beat. Or he's like, man, that's our sound. Or he's like, man, is this dude trying to sound like me, Toya? And it's like, you know, I was like, you know, at first he kind of would get upset. And I was like, you know what, you should feel kind of good about it because those are the people, the kids that you kind of raised pretty much listening to your music. And so he started seeing it in a different light, you know, like, well, at least my legacy will kind of live on. But he was like, but they can't sing. And I used to always tell him, I said, you're a singing rapper. He was like, I ain't no singing rapper. I said, yes, you are. He's like, man, I don't sing. I'm Coop. That's what I do. I rap. I said, okay. all right. He didn't like for nobody to say he was singing. I was like, what? I mean, what do you think it is? But and one another thing too that he was into was rock music. A lot of people may not know, especially you know, the African American community may not know that the majority of the music that that Scan and them do has rock and roll in it. And he has this really cool song called Blood that you guys are gonna get to hear. That's a rock and roll song. So that's you know, another side of him that you guys may not know.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, what about, you know what I'm saying, is there any plans, you know what I'm saying, for doing any type of, like, maybe a dedication mixtape or something? Maybe Memphis artists coming together and collaborating, doing any type of projects? Or
That sounds like something that can be done.
Yeah.
It's most definitely something that we looking at putting into work. You know, but you know, as of right now, to everybody's level, our grieving, you know what I mean, you know, we not really ready to do a mixtape right now. You know, a tribute mixtape or whatever you wanna call it. But, you know, in the future though, it will be though. It will be.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, you know, it's good to know that he lives on through you, you know, and through you, LaToya. Again, we send our condolences to you and the entire family. Can't imagine
you.
What you're going through.
No, you guys cannot
really
imagine.
Appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your memories of Coop.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Anytime. Hey, if there's ever anybody on here that we're interviewing that you want to come on and co-host with us, let me know. You're more than welcome.
Oh, yeah.
More than welcome. You know what I'm
saying? All right, well, thanks.
No problem. No problem. And, you know, we've had this is episode 224. You know, like I said, this is a show we didn't want to have to do. But at the same token, we're honored to be able to pay homage and respect to Coop. So I want to thank you, Scan, for helping me set this up.
No problem. It's for my big bro.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to close it out. We're going to... And we're going to give him, and there's so much. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go with this one. I'm thinking now I'm high. What are you guys thinking?
Man, I'm high too, man. I'm going to say rest in peace, Coop. I love you. Rest in peace, Lord Infamous. I love you too. Y'all two niggas tear it up until I see you niggas. I know I'm going to see you one day. We're going to tear it up together.
There we go. We're out here.
Right.
But until then, I will keep it going for you guys. Until then, I will keep it going. Bet that.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, welcome you back here soon, Scan. Have you back on the show here, too. Everybody, take care of yourselves. You know, like what happened with Coop, you just don't know. You just don't know.
Everybody take care of yourself. Take your medicine. Don't get too high. Because we can't get too high no more. Just a little high, but not too high.
There you go. somewhere in between here and somewhere else.
Yeah. Just enough to zone out.
So.
All right, pray my people, but my love.
No doubt. Yeah, for life, baby.
Triple stick, smoke out, really hot, man, I'm a out. Triple stick, smoke out, really hot, man, I'm a out. Triple stick, smoke out, really hot, man, I'm a out. Triple stick, smoke out, really hot, man, I'm a
the distance and second to me is the crew. And wait, think straight, don't hate, take, penetrate, fake, hate, take, place, face. Damn, I think I'm crazy. Terror, the error, no error, swift in my terror. Are you scared of the six, double X, it's demonically elegant element. A manic, depressive, aggressiveness. Stress me, bitch, and you will feel the strength of my weapon. Kick, trick, curry, kick, curry, dickery, duck. I smoke top notch, but crop drop. The J, the O, the P, the A, I need the P, the L, the U, and T, because they're great. Power flower, got much love. I tell you, don't fuck with the 666 mic, cause you know that we own them drugs. Damn, I'm going off with the blunt, out of space route. Lord, I'm from my side, keep clouds of smoke flying out my mouth.
Triple six.